Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan, on what it takes in order to make content on YouTube that really resonates and connects with an audience. We'll also hear from the Threads team, who are launching something they're calling Live Chats. These are public group chats that you can host, join, or just watch. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about the Edits app, which just hit its one-year anniversary. We'll talk about some voice features inside the Edits app that you might not know about. And lastly, I will do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Before we jump into the news, I have a request. If you enjoy the content I create, if you like this podcast, could you take 1 minute and leave a review of this show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen? It would be incredibly helpful so that other people can find the show. It doesn't cost you anything. And the best link to do that on Apple Podcasts, you can get to in the show notes. If you are listening on another device, just go on Apple Podcasts, search for the Instagram Stories, social media news, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's dive into an interview that the CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan, gave, where he talked about what it takes in order to make content on YouTube that resonates with viewers and builds an audience. Here's the clip.
When I get asked this question, I think it's, in my view, very, very simple. And it has to do really with how YouTube works, which is the people that are on the other side of the camera, other side of the screen, rather, that are watching you on a television screen or on their mobile phones when they're watching this conversation, or even on their desktops or what have you, the one thing they can suss out really, really quickly is if it's like truly authentic. And I really do think that if you go and actually spend a minute thinking about any creator's channel, that is really what comes through for the really successful creators.
I thought that was a good clip. There's one other part where the interviewer asks Neil Mohan about the landscape of content, how things are shifting when we see platforms like Netflix trying to pick up shows from YouTubers and so forth. Here's his answer.
It is flattering that they see us as sort of the center of culture, especially in terms of what these amazing creators have been able to do on YouTube. But the real sort of conversation when I speak to our creators, and I speak to our creators several times a week, of all sizes, really, up-and-coming creators, some of the very large ones that you've mentioned, what they always tell me is that no matter what they look to do, they understand that YouTube is their home. There would be no Beast Games if there wasn't Mr. Beast on YouTube. And Jimmy knows that, and he talks about that. And that is, that's the way that I think about it. They tell me over and over that their most authentic, real audience is on YouTube. They know that is the font of a lot of their success off of YouTube. But if, as a result of their success on YouTube, they are also experiencing success in other places, whether it's working with a studio on a project, or whether it's writing a book, or coming up, in the case of Mr. Beast, with his chocolate bar, or what have you, then I think that's awesome. I have not come across YouTubers that have completely yanked their content off YouTube. I can't imagine why they would do that. And frankly, they're in a position where they can say no to that, right? They don't have to, because the nice thing about what they've built on YouTube is that there's other places that are so desperate to actually work with them that they'll acquiesce to what our YouTubers are ultimately know is the right decision for them in the long term, which is to never leave their home.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. You might be wondering, why did I pick to play that clip? I mean, if I'm not a massive creator with millions of followers like Mr. Beast, why am I including that part of the interview? And the fact is those big creators think of their content strategy as YouTube first. And I think that is something that is incredibly important in 2026. I am trying to do that, a lot easier said than done. But I think those big creators have had success because they've thought in terms of YouTube first. And I think that is the strategy to do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into some Threads news, as well as some Edits features that you might not know about. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's jump into some Threads news. The head of Threads, Connor Hayes, posted on Threads saying, quote, "Threads is at its best when people are discussing events in real time. But sometimes things move so fast that you want something more immediate than a post. So we built Live Chats, public group chats you can host, join, or just watch. We're kicking off with a few creators in the NBA Threads community around the playoffs. We'll learn, iterate, and open it up from there. End quote. What's interesting about this is when you open it up, and it is reminiscent of an AOL chat room from back in the day, you have the option to join the conversation, and you can see right from when you join the conversation when that conversation is going to end. For instance, in the screenshot regarding the NBA playoffs discussion, when you have the opportunity to join the chat, it says, "This chat ends in 1 hour and 15 minutes." And then it says underneath, "Other people in the chat will see that you've joined and which messages you've read." And then you have the option to join the chat if you want to. Interestingly, it also posts the score at the top of the chat, so you can still keep up to date with the game while engaging with other people around that topic. I like this idea. It is very reminiscent of AOL chat rooms. Check out the link to what this looks like in the show notes. And lastly, we're going to talk about the Edits app. There are three voiceover tools in the Edits app that you might not know about. Here is a creator called AJ Vibes to explain how to use these audio features.
Creators, here are three voiceover tools you need to know about on Edits.
First is voiceover teleprompter. Stop memorizing and turn on teleprompter.
Scroll over to voice, tap the teleprompter icon, and paste in your script.
This allows you to record with your script directly on screen, so you can easily land it on your first take.
The second tool is countdown. Give yourself a few seconds to breathe using the countdown timer. Tap this button here and lock in the second the recording starts. The third tool is voice enhance.
Tap voice enhance and it automatically reduces background noise and balances your speech frequencies.
So even if you're recording in a busy area, your voice will still cut through clearly. Try out these edits tools in your next video, repost and save this for later. Keep creating and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Okay, two things I want to highlight there. First, the ability to have a teleprompter is incredibly important. If you are facing the camera and you want to make sure that what you are saying comes out the way you've written the script, the way you've intended, a teleprompter is the best way to do that. The fact that it's built into the Edits app for free is fantastic. Also, the ability to reduce background noise cannot be undersold. If you recorded in a noisy environment or if you didn't have a tiny clip-on mic, the fact that you can reduce the background noise inside the Edits app for free, again, is also fantastic. I will link to that video in the show notes so you can check out the whole thing for yourself. Okay, that is going to do it for the social media news portion of the episode. Stick around after the music for Wednesday Waffle.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just putting in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. No, don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about a slightly different topic. One of the things I would like to do to help improve this show is to find other podcasts that I could advertise this podcast on. What are some other social media podcasts that you listen to that you think might be a good fit to take on an ad for my show? Ideally, it would be someone who is a small creator. It could have one or two hosts, and they would be open to me buying a 30-second ad slot on their podcast. They should be someone who podcasts regularly. If their last one was in 2023 or 2024, that's not a fit. But if they podcast once a week or even once a month, and they have good content and you think they have a good audience, I would love if you could send me a direct message introducing me to that person or just telling me who you think would be a good fit for this so I could reach out myself. So if you listen to other social media podcasts besides this one and you think that they would be open to advertising my show on their show, please send me a message and let me know. And thank you for listening to me talk about something else